Blake, BLAKE, Merritt, MERETT, 718 06, today is 10-3. 17-year-old young man comes in today with fever, cough, congestion, body aches, stomach hurting, nausea, sore throat, earache, and the pain all over. This is a 17-year-old young man who suffers from vagus nerve damage during a tonsillectomy causing dysarthronomia, D-Y-S-A-R-T-H-O-N-O-M-I-A. Also, history of chronic headache, has seen numerous physicians, neurologists, acupuncturists, and other physicians trying to control his headache. He gets massages, which helps him for about 3 hours, but then he has pain all the time. Period. New paragraph, has been on numerous beta blockers and other medication to help with the headaches, and none has really worked. He takes beta blockers and nortriptyline as needed sometimes for headaches too. Allergy penicillin medication, as was explained above, surgery, ear surgery, tonsillectomy, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, sexually active, family history, non-contributory, COVID immunization, non-childhood immunizations up to date. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. In the office today, his strep, COVID, and flu tests A and B were negative. He has some headache, but that's chronic. He's able to move his neck. He has no evidence of meningitis, negative Kernig, K-E-R-N-I-G, or Brzezinski, B-R-A-Z-E-N-S-K-I, I think, signs noted, period. On surgery, put down history of spine surgery in the past. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress again. On exam, he's 157 pounds, 98%. Temperature today is 100.4, was 102 yesterday. 16, 106, 127 over 69. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear. TMs are red, pushed interferon is red. And inflammatory, non-focal skin shows in the rash. Again, there's no evidence of meningismus at this time. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, swab test for flu, COVID, and strep were negative. Number four, history of strep infections regularly. Number five, history of swimming in lakes in South Texas with no evidence of amoebic meningitis, i.e., Nigleria, N-I-G-E-L-R-I-A, Fowleri, F-O-L-E-R-I. This was discussed with mom at length, and they'll be on the lookout. Next number, because of his abdominal pain, they looked at his abdomen, liver, gallbladder, and spleen within normal limits. Next number, he does have soft tissue enlargement in his neck, consistent with lymphadenopathy. Next was renal ultrasound within normal limits. This was prostate was normal. Next was thyroid looks normal. Next one is echocardiogram and carotid ultrasound, which were done for dizziness, were also within normal limits. Period. New paragraph is dorsiphenogram now. Has had dorsiphen many times. Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number, chest x-rays within normal limits. Next number, Z-Pak, Medrol, dose pack at home. Next number is, if not improved, in 24 hours will return to repeat tests discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you, and mom, thank you.